Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined this weekend by Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson. During the earlier segments, we were talking about the PG&E plan power outages, also the fire initiative in the county when it comes to fire preparedness. OES Coordinator Peterson, one thing I haven't asked you about yet is the master stewardship agreement. That's been a big undertaking when it comes to forest health between Tuolumne County and the Stanislaus National Forest. You know, what is kind of the latest when it comes to that agreement and plans on the horizon?
Yes. So that the master stewardship agreement, we've had that in place for almost 2 years now, actually. And I think it's important when we talk about the conversation of fire preparedness or fire safety and community resilience here in the county. We have to focus on private lands and doing the fuel reduction and vegetation and preparedness on the private lands. But then we also have to look at public lands, too. Tuolumne County is almost 80% public lands, which means there's a significant impact from what happens or doesn't happen on public lands and how that affects our residents. So the Board of Supervisors is pursuing all avenues, the public lands and the private lands. So back to the Master Stewardship Agreement, we've been really fortunate to be working with Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions, who has been just an excellent advocacy group really for us and making this master stewardship agreement a success with the Stanislaus National Forest. We have somewhere in the neighborhood of eight projects, three of which are completed. So a couple fuel reduction mastication projects that are done in like the Long Barn area and then in the Miwok area. We completed the prep work for a timber sale, a commercial timber sale project. And that actually the Forest Service issued that, and that is out on the streets for sale right now. And then there's a couple other projects that we are undertaking, another commercial like fuel reduction and some timber sale component in there, and then a significant reforestation project. This is in the Rimfire area, as well as a significant prescribed burn project that will help protect the communities of kind of Strawberry, Cold Springs, that area. So there's a lot being done. We've applied for a lot more grant funding to do additional projects. We're kind of waiting to hear on a few projects, and then we will be applying for additional projects from the California Climate Investment Program. So really trying to pursue the health of the forest of the Stanislaus, our home forest, to make sure that also is resilient to fire. And then just a minor note, the county was awarded a Good Neighbor Authority agreement with the BLM, and the BLM has done some excellent pre-planning work as of late, so that we will be able to utilize this Good Neighbor Authority, the county will, to do some fuel reduction work on BLM parcels as well. As we know, that can be a problem sometimes. They don't have a whole lot of staff, and they don't have the ability often to maintain their lands the way that we would like them to for fire safety. So the county now has some funds and the authority, so we'll be doing that as well.
Basically, what does that mean to have a good neighbor authority?
It means is that the county can hire contractors to go onto BLM property and do work on BLM land, whereas typically that's not allowed. Typically, BLM staff or employees have to do the work on their lands. That's the same way with the Master Stewardship Agreement. The county has the authority to do work on national forest lands, whereas normally that's not allowed.
Talking with OES Coordinator Liz Peterson on this weekend's Motherlode Views. So we talked a lot about fire and forest projects and the planned power outages recently. You know, what are the types of the other things that OES does?
Well, we do a lot of planning and making sure that folks are prepared. At this time of year, we look at potential flooding as a big issue. As we've mentioned a lot, we look at potential power outages. We want to coordinate communication and resources. That's really our primary role as OES. And so we work with, again, our partners as well as the residents to make sure that they know how to be prepared for these upcoming events that we inevitably face here in Tuolumne County. So just trying to make sure that folks, are prepared for the upcoming winter. They have backup power generation if they need it, an extra heat source if possible. Most importantly, I think it's really important that folks get to know their neighbors, know if they maybe have needs, they can assist each other, and vice versa. If you have some physical limitations or some other needs, let your neighbors know, so that in the event of a disaster, we can all work together to help each other.
Yeah, it seems like there's never a down period in Tuolumne County for OES. I mean, it was relatively light fire season, but then the plant power shut off.
Exactly,
and then flooding a potential horizon as well.
That's exactly right, yes. So it's just trying to be prepared as much as possible and encourage our residents to be prepared as well. Yeah.
Sand during the winter times, is that something that the county has available as well?
Yes, so we will always have sand available at all of our county road yards. We will put that list out when we get closer to a potential flooding event. But we always have sand available. We don't have sand bags available, so folks need to bring a sand bag or sand bags as well as a shovel. That's always something that we make available to our residents, definitely.
Well, we've got 1 minute left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Any closing comments you'd like to make?
You know, I just can't stress enough that it's very important to be prepared for any event. We've talked a lot this year about fire preparedness, but really we're talking disaster preparedness. And so much of fire preparedness really is any natural disaster that we could be facing. When we talk about evacuation potential, making sure that you have access to communications or notifications, and again, all of the other things we've talked about with the PG&E shutoff, just make sure that you're prepared. And I also just want to do a quick plug for all of our partner agencies that we work with here in the county. We have excellent people that are here that are serving our public. And, you know, the PG&E shutoff is a great example of how we all came together and assisted each other and made sure that we were all successful. And so it's a great place to live. We have some challenges with some natural disasters, but I think, you know, ultimately this is a great place to live, and I hope that we are all prepared and can move forward successfully. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks.
Again, we thank Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Liz Peterson for being our guest. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.